AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Former Attorney General Pam Bondi has arrived on Capitol Hill to appear before House lawmakers as they investigate how the government has handled the investigations into Jeffrey Epstein. Several survivors of Epstein's abuse also appeared outside the House office room where the interview is happening behind closed doors. A source tells the AP U.S. and Iranian negotiators have reached a tentative agreement to extend the ceasefire. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
It would mean a 60-day extension of the ceasefire. Talks would start on Iran's nuclear program. The war and the closing of the Strait of Hormuz sent oil prices soaring. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says President Trump has not signed off on this, and he has several red lines.
Iran has to turn over their highly enriched uranium. They cannot pursue a nuclear weapon. And the Strait of Hormuz, back to your question on energy, has to free transit. Navigation of the seas has to be free and open as it was before.
The memorandum makes clear Iran would not be able to impose tolls on the Strait of Hormuz if it goes through.
The oil market is going to be very well supplied on the other side of this, and that we could see prices come down very quickly.
One official says there are still questions about whether President Trump will accept the proposal. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The top federal prosecutor in Chicago denied that his office had opened an investigation into E. Jean Carroll. The announcement came hours after multiple news organizations reported that the Justice Department was investigating whether she had lied during the course of civil litigation against President Trump. The longtime advice columnist has alleged that Trump sexually assaulted her in the dressing room of a Manhattan department store in 1996. Stocks are opening higher on Wall Street, adding to the all-time highs they set a day earlier. This is AP News. Muslim pilgrims are continuing to perform key rituals as the annual Hajj pilgrimage draws to an end. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
In Mecca, at the holiest site in Islam, pilgrims and worshippers gather around the black cube-shaped structure of Kaaba to perform the Friday prayers under the scorching sun in temperatures reaching 104 degrees Fahrenheit. Large crowds of pilgrims walk long distances between their camps and the Jamarat complex, with many carrying umbrellas and pouring water over themselves. While in Mina, pilgrims continue to stone the devil pillars for the third consecutive day, throwing pebbles at pillars representing the devil in a ritual that commemorates Prophet Abraham's rejection of Satan after he tried to persuade him against obeying God's command. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.